Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a computer that can solve problems in the time it takes a classical supercomputer 2 8 centuries, that is the promise of quantum technology, and India has just taken a decisive step onto that frontier. Why is this in the news? India's National Quantum Mission, launched in April 2023 with a budget of 6,003 crore rupees, reported its first milestones in January 2026. Researchers at the Tata Institute of Fundamental Research in Mumbai demonstrated quantum dot single photon sources, while scientists at the Indian Institute of Science in Bengaluru announced progress on superconducting qubits. These achievements are the building blocks for the mission's bold target, a 50-qubit quantum computer prototype by 2028, positioning India in the global race for quantum supremacy. First, let us understand what quantum computing really means. It exploits three core principles of quantum mechanics: superposition, entanglement, and quantum interference to process information in ways that classical machines simply cannot. A classical bit is either 0 or 1, a quantum bit, or qubit, can exist in a superposition of both states simultaneously, and when qubits become entangled, the state of one instantly influences the other, no matter the distance. This enables certain calculations to be performed exponentially faster. Consider the current landscape of qubit systems. IBM's roadmap took us from a 127-qubit Eagle processor in 2021 to a 433-qubit Osprey in 2022 and now a 1,000-qubit Condor in 2023. Google demonstrated quantum supremacy in 2019 with its 53-qubit Sycamore chip, solving a problem in 200 seconds that would have taken a classical supercomputer 10,000 years, and it is rolling out a 105-qubit Willow processor in 2024. China, not to be outdone, fielded a 66-qubit Zhuchongji processor in 2021 and already operates systems with over 100 qubits. Against this backdrop, India's target of 50 qubits by 2028 and 1,000 qubits by 2031 is ambitious, yet clearly within reach if the mission stays on course. The National Quantum Mission itself was approved by the Union Cabinet on 19 April 2023. It sits under the Department of Science and Technology, with the Office of the Principal Scientific Advisor acting as the nodal body. Over 8 years, from 2023 to 2031, the mission will channel 6,003 crore rupees into research, development, and infrastructure. A distinctive feature of the mission is the creation of 4 specialized technology hubs, or T-hubs, at premier institutions. These are QSIM at IIT Madras, QCOM at the Center for Development of Telematics, QSINS at IIT Bombay, and QCOM jointly at IISc and TIFR. Each hub will focus on a different facet of quantum technology: simulation, communications, sensing, and computing. Now, why does quantum technology matter strategically? The most immediate threat lies in cryptography. Today, public key algorithms such as RSA and elliptic curve cryptography safeguard banking transactions, government communications, and military networks. Their security rests on the difficulty of factoring large numbers, a task that would take classical computers millennia. A quantum computer equipped with roughly 4,000 error-corrected qubits could run Shor's algorithm and break RSA 2048, the gold standard of encryption today. This creates a harvest now, decrypt later scenario. Adversaries could capture encrypted data today and wait for quantum machines to become powerful enough to unlock it. In India, that risk extends to the banking system, the UIDAI Aadhaar database, defense communication links, and even the nuclear command infrastructure. To counter this, the world is moving towards post-quantum cryptography. In 2024, the US National Institute of Standards and Technology standardized 4 post-quantum algorithms, and India's Department of Telecommunications, along with CERT and the Department of Science and Technology, are drafting a roadmap to migrate critical infrastructure to these new standards. Quantum communication offers another line of defense through quantum key distribution, or QKD. By using the quantum properties of photons, QKD generates cryptographic keys that are physically impossible to intercept without detection. Any eavesdropping attempt inevitably disturbs the quantum state and alerts the communicating parties. Under the National Quantum Mission, Phase I aims to roll out intracity QKD networks in major metros by 2026, followed by intercity links connecting Delhi, Mumbai and Bengaluru by 2028, and a satellite-based QKD system by the same year. Such unhackable links could protect India's nuclear command and control, diplomatic channels and defense operations. Beyond computing and communications, quantum sensing is set to revolutionize measurement. Quantum sensors can achieve unprecedented precision. Atomic clocks accurate to 1 part in 10-18 seconds could enable navigation independent of GPS. Quantum gravimeters could locate submarines, underground tunnels or oil reservoirs, and nitrogen vacancy centers in diamonds promise a new form of quantum MRI for medical imaging. For the Indian Armed Forces, GPS-denied navigation powered by quantum sensors could be a game-changer. How does India stack up in the global quantum race? The United States leads with corporate giants like IBM, Google and Honeywell, backed by the National Quantum Initiative, a $12 billion program launched in 2018. China invests roughly $15 billion, boasts the MISHIS quantum communication satellite launched in 2016, and pushes aggressive qubit development. The European Union runs the quantum flagship program with a 1 billion euro budget. India's 6,003 crore rupee investment, about $720 million, is modest in comparison, yet the country enjoys strong fundamentals, world-class research groups at AMU, IISc, TIFR and IIT Madras. The advantage gap is estimated at 5 to 7 years behind the US and China in hardware, but the National Quantum Mission aims to close that gap through focused funding, international collaborations, especially with the EU, Japan and Australia under the Quad Science Partnership, and leveraging India's vast talent pool in physics and engineering. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Remember this number: the mission was launched on 19th April 2023, approved by the Union Cabinet, and is funded with a total of 6,003 crore rupees for the period 2023 to 2031. The primary ministry is the Department of Science and Technology, and oversight rests with the Principal Scientific Advisor. The four technology hubs are QSIM at IIT Madras, QCOM at CDOT, QSINS at IIT Bombay, and QCOM at IISc and TIFR. The quantum computer targets are a 50-qubit prototype by 2028 and a 1,000-qubit system by 2031. In communications, satellite-based QKD is slated for 2028, while a ground-based QKD network spanning 2,000 kilometers is planned by 2031. A qubit, note this carefully, can exist in superposition, that is, 0, 1, or both simultaneously. Shor's algorithm, the quantum method that can factor large numbers, threatens RSA and ECC encryption. Post-quantum cryptography standards were finalized by NIST in 2024, and India is now mapping its migration. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For the prelims, you must recall the launch date, the ministry, the budget, the 8-year horizon, the 50-qubit and 1,000-qubit targets, the satellite QKD goal for 2028, and the four T-hubs with their respective institutions. You should also be able to define a qubit, explain superposition, and describe Shor's algorithm and its implication for RSA. For the mains, you might be asked to discuss the strategic rationale behind the National Quantum Mission, the cryptographic threats posed by quantum computers, the Harvest Now Decryptilator challenge, the role of QKD in national security, and India's position relative to the United States, China, and the European Union in the quantum technology race. In sum, the National Quantum Mission is more than a scientific endeavor, it is a strategic imperative for India's security, economic growth, and global standing. By nurturing homegrown quantum hardware, safeguarding communications through QKD, and preparing for a post-quantum world, the mission aims to ensure that India does not become a passive observer but an active player in the next technological revolution.